Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, and simping, and everything else in between. And I think we have a lot of stuff we're going to be going over this week, Haley.
Of course.
So if you haven't already, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, follow wherever you're tuning in. We are available on all major platforms for podcasting. And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can check out our concert videos and also DM us if you want to chat K-pop on our Instagram.
Yes, we are there. Haley is always on top of that because by the time I try to communicate with anybody or look at any of the messages, they're not there. Or they're there.
They've been answered and replied to.
There's no bolded notifications or numbers because Haley is on top of her shit. Except when it comes to posting, but that's a different story. Haley.
I'm doing something, at least.
You are. There is a lot of stuff we're talking about. Funny enough, there are not really a lot of comebacks we will go over because, you know, there's in terms of the groups and the artists that we follow, mm-hmm. there's really not that much. But we will discuss a little bit of some of the most recent drops. I mean, TXT, Baby Monster, you know, some of their like recent comebacks, music videos.
J-Hope.
And also, there's going to be a new, well, it's not new, but there is a festival mm-hmm. that did drop more, I guess you could say, lineups, mm-hmm. right? However, this awesome festival, of course, is not here or anywhere near us unless you live in Korea. Yes, because we'll be going over that in the lineup for that because it's crazy and I'm going to have FOMO. We have some juicy news, Haley. We got some juicy dating news and some juicy for other juicy reasons type news. And
drama?
Not really drama, mama, but some other juicy, quote unquote juicy news. Changing of the guard. We're going to be talking about that in terms of like the K-pop eras, like literal changing of the guard, mm-hmm. even in Korea. But even with that said, we will be talking some OGs. We're going to talk about, I think, two groups from the Gen 2 era. And Let's see. We'll also talk about some 17 because they have their anthology. Some Kepler happy yet sad news. Hmm. And Haley will always end up talking about
BTS and Stray Kids.
You have
lots of Stray Kids.
A lot. So, fellow Stay, this is the episode you've been waiting for. There's a lot, as many of you other Stay probably know, has happened. And let's get started. Comebacks, April 5th. And like we said, a lot of these comebacks, you'll probably see them a day before because we live in the future, Haley, here in the West. April 5th is supposed to be Yuki from, or is it Yuchi? Ooh, from G-Idol. Could it be is her pre-release. So that's one that's going to come out first. But the actual mini album, because it's her first solo, official solo mini album, spelled as her name, except for the number one for the instead of the I. That actually comes out on April 23rd. But we're getting a little pre-release, you know, like per usual, like music video or something like that. April 8th, ONF is going to have their 8th mini album. And no, ONF does not stand for OnlyFans, Haley.
Why say my name?
Because you are in front of me. Okay. And that's pretty much it. There's a lot of other, like, a lot of other soloists and other groups actually that have stuff, but we don't really follow them. So it would not make sense for us to really talk about them. We've brought them up. I feel like before, so they've made the cut.
I was like, but I don't literally,
there's 12 or 15 other artists that I am not even talking about. As you know, because we kind of talk about the week ahead in a way ish, even more plus or minus of comebacks. But that's all we have. But
by my monster.
Excuse me.
You didn't even say what their title track and stuff was.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. Buy My Monster and album is their 8th mini album.
I said that part.
Did you? Oh, I must have zoned out.
Yes, thank you very much. So there we go. Yes, that's Haley in a nutshell. Here we go. TXT, they did release their new album. And they also dropped a music video. Of course. Deja Vu, right?
Yeah, and it's really catchy, per usual for TXT.
I like it a lot too. To be honest, like I love the beat and the sound. I feel like, you know, they never miss.
Right.
To be honest.
Yeah, and I did listen to their full album, and all their songs are good. What a surprise!
Surprise, surprise. So, I mean, Moa always gets fed well, and of course, you know, not to be biased or anything, but HYBE always seems to do very well musically for us.
Yeah, not biased at all because they are actually killing it.
So there we go. Yeah, I really liked it. The music video was interesting too. I was telling Haley, like, for some reason, Yeonjun looked a little different to me. Like, I don't know if his, like, head got small, like skinnier. I don't even though it was skinny enough already.
Maybe it's his haircut.
I think it's the haircut and maybe the makeup that they probably put on him. Probably. But he looked different.
I was like, he looks the same.
Him and Kai look cool in blue hair. I mean, I feel like he's always rocked colored
different
hair a lot.
Color, yeah.
He looks pretty cool in any color hair, like when it's actually colored.
Right.
So he could pull off. Maybe it's because of, is it the hybrid thing since you're like half white, half Asian as well? Because you always. If no one here knew this, but Haley always has colored hair. She's never had her natural hair color, which is like a dark brown, ever since when?
Since I was 15.
So there you go.
Which is ages ago.
So, and she's recently, before the current one she has, she's had like, it was pink. Didn't she have like a
peach,
creamsicle orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's like, what is this? Just blonde?
Blonde and pink.
Pink tips. So there you go.
I don't know if it's a hybrid thing because, like, Felix really shows. I mean, like, he really suits colored hair.
That's true. That's true.
I think maybe if you're just like light skin.
Oh yes, that's probably.
But all the Korean artists are usually light skin.
Yeah, see, that's
but
why
then
it goes
not
all
everyone
around.
Suits colored hair.
So it's just I don't know. It's at this point we need to do a survey and and put in our what's that called? Like do I can't think of that word. It's like a summary, but it's not. It's like hypothesis.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Let's move on from TXT, who will also, you know, we still have not gotten tickets. We're not even sure if we're gonna end up seeing them because
we
wanted to see them only if we got retail tickets, which we did not.
We didn't even try.
We did. Well, we got in later.
I didn't try, I guess.
I guess you're right. We didn't try.
I was at work when it happened. So, like, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, they're not on my priority. I love their music, they would be if I was, like, a freaking millionaire and rich and could afford all of these concerts. But yep. Stray Kids put me into bankruptcy since, like, 2021, so, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's just how it is. You have to pick and choose your battles, I guess you could say, your battles with your bank account. Let's see. Another group that we have talked about a lot, for especially this is probably like the first Gen 5 group we've talked about on the podcast like ages ago. Baby Monster, Baymon. So we did talk about that they had a teaser,
right?
And man, we were not excited. It didn't make me excited. Like,
yes,
seeing
but
that trailer.
I do recall that I did say we have to wait for the whole song to come out because it might just be that part that sounds a little off.
And you're right. I agree. You're right, because we did watch it. The whole MV and the whole song did release, and guess what? It's pretty good.
We like it. It honestly sounds very Blackpink.
Ooh, does it now?
To me, it does.
Because to me, hell yeah, it freaking does. Are you kidding me? Like,
it's very YG, Blackpink.
Like sounding. And
which is not a bad thing.
I mean, it reminds me a lot of Blackpink. Right. Even like the transitions and the type, I don't know, like the music
the sound,
itself. The sound is like, it could have been a Blackpink song, to be honest.
Go ahead. We did also listen to the full album that they dropped, and I did like the majority of their songs.
Oh, you know, there was a few songs I was surprised. Like, a couple of them were like, I was going to say, what type of music? Like, what
ballads?
Was it? Yeah, ballads.
So,
I was about to say acapella.
Stuck in the Middle, I think, one of them. And then Dream, I believe, is the two ballads on the album. And I really like them.
I mean, technically, Blackpink has had a couple ballad songs, too. Every time they have, like, an actual comeback of multiple songs, but I liked it too. I enjoyed it. It was way better than what I expected. It's a good thing they crushed my expectations and brought it so low.
Yeah.
So when I finally heard the song, I was like, oh shit, this is pretty good. This is not bad. So if that was the plan, they executed it perfectly, because yeah, I really liked it. I enjoyed the song a lot. And like I said, it really reminds me of Blackpink. So I mean, Gen 5 YG. Like, there's seven member Blackpink has a good future ahead of them. If they stick with what they're doing, because YG has a very specific sound.
They do.
I'm glad that in a way they haven't really strayed from it. It sounds like YG. So right. If you haven't checked it out, expect a Blackpink song. And let's see. I mean, let's bring it up. I'm going to bring it up really quick. It's like crazy because there's just seven members. I really felt like HYBE should have had seven members as well for their recent girl group. Like, actually, every time...
For Eyelet?
Every time HYBE tries a six girl group, like a six number, it never works out. It's like a cursed number for them. But they should just come out with seven, because they've had the best success and the most luck with seven members.
BTS.
Because Le Sserafim was six, obviously now five after we lost Garam. And the same with Eyelet. Even like pre-debut, like right before like they debuted, in between Are You Next, like the show, and also and their actual debut, we lost Youngso. So and that was from six to five as well. So maybe they should just, I think they should have just done seven.
What happens if they did seven and then it went down to six? Because they would have lost that member regardless.
Then we'd have at least six, and the curse would be broken. The curse would be, they'd be free from the curse.
But I think there's nothing wrong with having a five or six member group.
No, for me, okay, there's no problem with that. But as a Twice stan and as a concert goer, Haley, if you go to see these groups in concerts.
I know.
Oh, then don't you understand where I'm coming from? Like,
yeah, because
you have
there's more members.
Distribution. There's more members on the stage equals more chances and opportunities to
interact
with members and, like, you know, it's just a lot more, it's easier.
The thing is, we saw Blackpink and we got a shit ton of interactions and they only have four members.
Because we were good and we were very strategic and we're awesome. But can you imagine all the other people trying? Like, because when they're on they're like, even when they're all split up-ish, it's still like three at on the extended stage, and then one person like Jennie running around on the main stage trying to feed the other like Blinks.
Yeah,
but with like Twice, they're literally all everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I can't.
Like it's 17.
I can't. It's exactly like 17. It's 17 is probably one of the best concerts because you'll get fed no matter where
they're
you are.
On every corner.
Like for Barricade, you are just fed. All right, but that's what I'm trying to say though. It's like you get the attention of like everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's always going to be someone there. It might not always be your bias. Your bias may be stolen from you and taken away to the other side during the concert. Mm-hmm. But you'll still be fed by the other members.
Right.
Because there's always going to be someone on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, one of the things, too. That's why I enjoy watching, these bigger groups.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say, like, it's not a knock on any of the ones with, like, four members. We've obviously seen Blackpink. And we've seen like five member groups and all that, but it's I feel like it's a more fun and a more exciting experience as a Barricade watcher audience.
What is that, like,
a Barricade person?
I feel like seven might be a good number because it's like not
oh
too
now you
much
agree oh
and not too little. Well, eight is a good number. Stray
well,
Kids.
You may be a little biased about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nine is a good number, too. I think it's a good number.
I think that's getting too much. Eight and nine, it seems like
you.
A little bit too much. Like, seven is, like, the perfect balance.
So what about 13? That's too much for you?
That's way too many members.
The chaos that comes with more members is, that's true. It comes a lot of chaos.
Don't even get me started with, like, NCT and stuff.
You will not be able to fill up a stage. so that's my little sidebar right there. Let's see. We are talking about one of the more recent con festivals that is happening in Korea. So, yes, this is the one we're talking about. It's under HYBE, which means we're talking about Weverse Con.
They had it last year, right?
So they had Weverse Con last year, and they're having it again this year. Weverse Con is going to be happening on June 15th and 16th at the Inspire Arena. I believe that's somewhere in Seoul.
Is that outdoors?
I would just imagine it is. If it's like a con, actually, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
If we lived in Korea, we'd probably be at every Weverse Con. So they've announced the first lineup a while back. We'll remind you what it is. But the reason why we're talking about it is because they dropped the second lineup, which might possibly be the final lineup. So, Haley, you want to talk?
Oh, so like the first lineup and second lineup is like the same, right?
It's the second one is just added new ones.
Oh, okay. So, but then like this will be on both days, the second lineup?
I don't know. It doesn't even specify the days. I think you won't know until it gets closer, like the actual scheduling. Haley, please just read
the first lineup. Billy. Boy Next Door. Choose.
Boy Next Door sounds very familiar. Like we've been listening to them.
Yes, I've been obsessed with them lately.
Lately.
And it's because of him and his HYBE.
Oh, me?
Rhythm game.
My rhythm game, yes. Because guess what? They only have four damn songs on the rhythm game. And I had to keep playing them over again because I needed the specific, like, the type of, like, currency for the special events. So I really got to know Boy Next Door a lot.
Yeah, I probably
knows
the all the members, actually.
Half a year. I only know Lehan because he always shows up at the end. But I am very familiar with the songs now. Sorry, go ahead, Chu.
Chu from S9.
At least we've seen Chu, too, so that was pretty cool.
Islet.
I remember when this came out, we're like, Islet. We're just like, oh, Islet. Now
what
we're like,
is Islet?
Now we're like, oh, shit, Islet.
Right. Imase JD1. Just Be To Us.
TWS.
And N-Team.
N-Team. Ooh, we're going to be talking. Ooh, that's a spoiler for later in a little bit because that's part of our juicy news segment. Kind of said that a second lineup announcement did just happen. Haley, do you want to read everyone that has the new?
So, yeah, all of the ones that are added and hyphen. Kim Jae Jung.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be.
What?
I thought for a second, Kim Jong-un.
No, Kim Jae-jung. He's from freaking DBSK.
Oh, duh. He's the OG. I love Dragon Ball.
Kwon Eun-bi.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves Eun-bi for herself.
Right.
She feeds everyone literally very well when it comes to fan cams and like Water Bomb Fest. Yeah, Eun-bi.
Le Sserafim.
Damn.
17.
Damn.
The new 6? Don't know okay. who that is. Because they're new. Zaya.
Dang.
I don't know but
that's
who that
still,
is.
That's still pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
What a lineup.
Majority of those we know.
Especially the Le Sserafim and team lineup.
A lot of them are freaking from HYBE.
Well, that would make sense. Right. If you're in a convention festival called Weverse.
I know, but they have other stuff under Weverse.
Yeah, I know, and that's why they have some other artists, right? Okay. So that's what's going on. That if you're in Korea or you're going to Korea during the middle of June, it will be really hot.
Be hot first of all.
So stay hydrated, and second, hopefully you get to go to Weverse Con because, damn, that's a pretty stacked lineup, if I do say so myself. Let's see, what else do we have here, Haley? Because I am trying to scroll through my phone. Okay, here we are. Juicy news, Haley.
Juicy.
So, which two groups from that lineup will we be covering in this juicy news topic?
Le Sserafim and N-Team.
Can you tell me why? What is going on?
Because one of the members from each of those are, quote-unquote, apparently dating?
Apparently dating.
Mm.
In a relationship. Actually, surprisingly enough, this relationship, like, they've been dating or talking, I guess, since maybe, like...
Last year?
Since 2022. That's 2 years now.
Oh, 2 years. Damn.
So, they are, to start narrowing it down, both of them, they're Japanese. Mm-hmm. They're the Japanese members from the groups.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Taki, Haley. Taka? Taki.
Taki!
I was close. I see. I was right, actually. Taki.
He was so annoying back then, but I feel like he's grown up.
He had a glow up.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he was like a child.
Yeah.
And if you watched Into the Island, you know who we're talking about.
Because
there's two members from Into the Island. Or, like, actually, was there more? Or was there only two from Into the Island that is N-N-T?
No, there's more. A lot of them are...
The only ones I remember are Taki
and
K.
But there are more. I forgot their names, though.
Let's remember this name, Kay, though,
mm-hmm.
because we both liked him a lot, right?
We did. When
we watched the show. Guess who else likes him?
Kazuha!
Kazuha from Le Sserafim. So there you go. I guess a Japanese media news outlet called Shukan Bunshun. Bunshun?
Bunshun.
Bunshun. I don't freaking know. So that's the name of the outlet. I don't know. They pulled a dispatch and they dropped that. For some reason, Kazuha is in a relationship, quote-unquote, with a handsome idol who is 186 centimeters tall.
So specific.
And 6 years older than her.
It's so funny because when they dropped it, it was only that description. They didn't say who it was. And, like, all these people were, like, trying to see who is 186 centimeters tall and 6 years age difference with Kazuha. And, like, a lot of people were trying to guess who it was. And I think Mingyu was one of them.
Oh, it matched the description?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. But, I mean, apparently it ended up being K, and we did the math, too. Yeah.
She's 20, and he's 26.
So, there you go. He's from N-Team. Well, he's currently in N-Team now. Mm-hmm. So, if you watch Into the Island, you are familiar, like I said, with him. But that's the dating news that dropped. And apparently they were even, like, caught, you know, having, I guess, dinner together Ginza, so in both in their motherland,
that's some bougie-ass like yakitori restaurant. I believe it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. But I mean, like they left separately because obviously they're trying to do the best to cover it up. But obviously, it's out in the world now. The universe has.
But the thing is, like, I think the agencies had said that they're only dining together as friends. That's all they said.
That's bullshit.
They didn't deny anything.
So we'll. I mean, there it is. I like it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I like both members. That's why I'm even more excited.
And they're both Japanese, so they can talk to each other.
And then Kazuha starts with letter K, and then his name is just K because I don't know his actual name. So it's destiny.
His real name is Kay.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh, shit, Haley. Okay, so I guess we'll move on. We'll talk
it's
about...
Like L.
We'll talk... Please stop. We're going to talk about Death Note now. So Coachella, because we're still on Les Seraphim, Coachella is actually in a couple weeks, and it's fairly close to us. I mean, it's like a... Is it like a two-hour drive from where we live?
Is it? I feel like it's longer than that.
No, it's about 2 to 3 hours. It can't be 4 because like it's...
That's going to Vegas.
That's like Vegas already. Mm. So it's about that length, if there's, especially if there's no traffic, because traffic is everywhere and horrible in LA, no matter where you are. But that is going to be happening. I'm really excited to see how people, all the new fan cams, all the new fans. Actually, maybe I'm not excited for all the new fans because that's possible. What's the word? Competition. I can't think right now. I'm just... work was crazy today.
Right,
so competition in terms of future tours.
Yeah,
ticket tours.
Like, you have to fight them in ticket
a
wars.
A lot of these Coachellans will be finding out about Les Seraphim, just like the same thing happened with Blackpink.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, at least Blackpink has had world tours before Coachella. Mm-hmm. We haven't even been graced with a world tour here in the U.S.,
mm-mm,
with Les Seraphim, so we're screwed. So that is going to be happening. That they're going to get their, they deserve it. You know, the coverage and like the public eye of a lot of the normies and the casuals that barely know K-pop, right? There, Coachella is always a back-to-back weekend, so they'll be performing 2 weekends. I believe they are on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see, just like with when Blackpink did Coachella. It's just cool to see their Coachella outfits, to see all the celebrities and the artists that they, you know, hang out with, talk to, get take pictures with behind the scenes. It's going to be, I feel like the really cool part too is by now, like, you know, all the Les Seraphim members too have their own Instagrams. So we'll get to see a lot of like posts and pictures, I'm hoping.
Right. And the performances, of course. ATEEZ is going to be there too.
Yes. I was going to say, we can't forget, ATEEZ will be there. So a lot of ATEEZ, as Haley does yoga poses and keeps, she always has to readjust. So ATEEZ will be also blessed with Coachella ATEEZ. So, and at the same time, just like us, Fear Not, probably worried at the same time too. Especially, but at least you got fed, you guys have gotten fed with multiple world tours already before they... getting this type of exposure.
I'm kind of like interested and excited to see ATEEZ's performance at Coachella because like during their concerts they freaking
take off everything.
They're like doing magic mic shit.
They're gonna go nuts. I mean, because like, if you remember Blackpink, even Jennie's cussing. She's like, fuckers, motherfuckers.
I know.
It'd be awesome.
It'll be interesting to see how they are because like already at their concerts they're pretty wild.
They are. This is gonna be like an eye opener for many Coachellans also. A lot of casuals.
This is K-pop.
Casuals will be like, oh shit, this is such ATEEZ.
Who are those handsome men?
And then that are half naked. And also the Rose. People are gonna see how awesome like even the like rock,
right?
Korean rock is, right? Like, I feel like J-Rock and K-Rock is like, they're so good too because they're so like, I feel like they're very like formally trained. So they're, and they practice, like they're so good at what they do. Like everything sounds clean and perfect, even when they perform live. So.
Which
is the opposite of Maroon 5. Just saying.
Yo Sobi and Miku?
Yes. Hatsune Miku.
Hatsune Miku performing too.
Yeah, it will all, they'll all be at Coachella.
Are we going? No. We're not going to Coachella. We're going to see Yo Sobi.
Well, the thing is with Coachella, tickets were like, I think, 600 this year or something. Haley, what if I can get them for 100 and we can go? Ooh.
Well, you have to let me know because I'm working.
Oh, I will see. I am so tempted, but at the same time, I don't want to deal with all that shit anymore. I'm torn between that.
You have to go and then come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Because hotels are expensive.
this right is, now. So. Well, that's why you don't have to get it right centrally, like in, like right at Coachella. Right. Like you could kind of, if you're willing to make like an extra like 30-minute drive and stuff, it's fine. Because like someone who's been a long time ago before, we didn't stay like directly close to it. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Like it's manageable. Plus, Haley, you know I drive all the time everywhere and for you. And there you go. But before we move on to the other second part of juicy new topics that we have today, that involves Twice and someone that was not chosen for Twice, that was on 16.
Oh.
I want to remind everyone that they're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday we will talk about a lot of K-pop stuff. They could, I guess, follow us, hit that notification bell, give us a like, a rating, especially ratings. Ratings are always nice. That helps boost us up and
five stars.
Michelin, of course. And that kind of spreads the word to other fellow K-poppers, I guess you could say, that, you know, need another person to listen to or talk to about K-pop. You know, might have a small K-pop, I guess, circle, like their own circle kind of thing. And that's what we're here for, right? We're here to show some K-pop support if you need some K-pop life support. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And with that said, after you took your brief water break and bathroom break, we can move on. So we're talking about another part two of the juicy stuff. So Twice, Chaeyoung and John Somi. So they posted this. I don't know who exactly. I think it might have been Chae. But it could have been Somi. I'm not too sure. Made a post on social media. I believe it was Instagram. I've only seen the repercussions after. Because people have saved it. Of course people are going to save it. Because it got they deleted it really quick.
It's not quick enough.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh. Well, Twice's Chaeyoung and John Somi had a picture of them both kind of like flashing their shirts.
But they had a bra on.
But John Somi had a bra. I don't know if Chae had a bra, but she didn't pull her shirt up all the way for us to find out. But
were they drunk, probably?
Possibly. Maybe.
Well, I feel like but Somi does same time, that shit anyway. She's with Hyuna. Remember, she's making out with
saying.
Her?
That's what I'm saying. At the same time, they might be drunk, but at the same time, she's probably sober too because she has done some wild shit sober as well. Somi and, I can't find it, Haley. I'm trying to.
That's fine.
Here, talk, keep talking.
Wait, but I mean, no, it's fine. I'll just look at it after. Keep going.
Okay, so, yeah, so they're like lifting their shirt like they're like in a flashing position. And you could see Jean Somi's juicy assets, you could really see her bra. Like, her bra is like the big...
Not that it fucking matters, because I feel like they wear skimpy-ass outfits anyway.
That's the thing, and that's why, like, a lot of people are torn, like, quote-unquote, like, torn or, like, you know...
It's like you can see that judging stuff them, but it's like, perform. Shit,
have you seen, like, Yunbi at, like, Waterbomb or any of these other idols that go to, like... Water bomb and stuff.
Look at Jenny's outfit from Coachella. You could see her side boob or under boob or whatever. Like, that was
awesome.
I don't see why people have to make it a big deal. A bra is a bra. Here.
Found it for you.
Okay, it's not even...
Yeah, that's
I did see this.
Oh, then there you go. See?
But I didn't even notice it. I was looking at their stupid wigs.
Oh, yeah. The wigs stand out. Che has a green curly clown wig, and then Somi's was pink.
But, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just a bra.
The thing, yeah. So I mean, what can you do?
You can't even see her boobs.
But yeah, so the internet went wild about that, and that's our juicy news. Mm-hmm. But I mean, overall, I mean, if you follow Somi, you know she's like this. So it's like not as surprising as you think. But it's funny how like surprised some people are.
She's more westernized. That's why.
Hell yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm still sad that we did not get to see her at camp. Like, do we have any
I
hope
if she's ever coming?
Any
here.
Hope of seeing her? I think she should just at least join like KCON once.
She should be the host.
She should be the host and perform. You're right. Mm-hmm. What the heck? Host for one of the days, and the other one is Bang Chan. As a host again.
No, don't let him come back again.
Let's see. So we did talk about briefly in the beginning that we're kind of in this new shift of like eras, like K-pop eras, right? We have, you know, I mean, BTS left. Mm-hmm. They're already almost coming back. Mm-hmm. 17's probably going to leave soon. Mm-hmm. So it's like that era of Gen 3, right? I mean, even with Blackpink, YG, they have like kind of left solely, like three of the members now doing their own solo stuff, but at least they're still a group. But it just shows like how far we've come, because we're in Gen 5 now. So that means we have a lot of Gen 4s that are like kind of taking over, and by that I literally mean taking over, because if you've ever been a tourist visiting Korea, when you arrive at the airport I think it should be Incheon. I'm not 100% sure. But when you're coming from the international terminals and you're walking, you'll see a giant sign with Blackpink saying, "Welcome to Korea." Have you seen that?
No.
Like, because obviously we haven't been to Korea, but have you never seen like the billboards or anything?
No.
So yeah, so usually that's what you see. And it's kind of cool because it's like, you know, all four members and it says, "Welcome to Korea." And this is Blackpink kind of thing. They are gone now, Haley.
Okay.
Guess who has taken over the board?
New Jeans.
Your guess is correct, even though you may have cheated and looked at what I put down. But yes, New Jeans. It's what the changing of the guard kind of thing. Because now New Jeans is there, and they're the ones now welcoming tourists to Korea. And
everyone knows New Jeans.
At this point, I mean, globally, New Jeans definitely has a big impact on the global market. So, like I said, HYBE is always doing super well. I am a HYBE slave at this point, it seems like. But it's just kind of interesting. And, you know, and it's funny enough again, people complaining again. These are the people, I think that's their hobby, to complain, because they have nothing else
in their lives. Their education degree is complaining.
So there you go. But yeah, so for this poster, it's
what
basically.
What are they complaining about?
It's like a Gen 3 to Gen 4 era. You know, there's crazy. I'm a Blink, and I know it's just like our army, and there's toxic crazy army, and there's toxic crazy Blink, and it's the same thing. Let's see, since we're talking about Blackpink really quick, Jenny has finally wrapped up her recording and music video filming with Zico for his new single.
Ooh,
super
Zico.
Excited about that. And it's crazy because we've been talking about Zico a lot because of his group.
Boy Next Door.
Yeah. So everything's connected somehow. Haley, do you want to talk about 17? Because maybe people need a break from my voice. My beautiful Felix voice.
Oh, my God.
Michelin 5 Maniac.
So 17 is going to be releasing an album. They didn't specifically say that it was an anthology album, but it kind of looks like one because it's called Best Album 17 right here, and basically it's putting the best hits of 17 in one album, and then with like a few new songs, which is kind of similar to what BTS did with Proof. So I'm assuming
which is an anthology. First off, I like the name of it.
Yeah,
17 right here now.
17 right here. that's to be released. You can already pre-order it. I think it's like $63. It was funny because
this shit has to be an anthology for that price.
Because it was funny because one of my friends, she messaged me. She's like, "Why is 17's new album $63?" And I was like, and I looked at it. I was like, "Oh, probably because it's like an anthology." And
that's just like Proof.
That's like Proof. I mean, it was around that same price. But
don't forget to get, if you're gonna get this, don't forget to look around, shop for the best POBs,
right?
Because literally, it's crazy how much like all these different shops that you could purchase from, like, have their own special POBs. And sometimes, actually not even sometimes, most of the time, there are better POBs from these other shops outside of, like, the actual, like, Weverse. Like, mm-hmm. Weverse is the actual POBs. And but then, you know, sometimes Weverse does have really good ones. Right. I think the Weverse shop had really good ones when I bought Les Terrafim's recent one.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, other times, like, it's just hit or miss. Just have to do your research.
So, like, I don't know. It got me thinking because when BTS released their anthology album, shortly after, they enlisted into the military. So, I'm like, when you're putting out an anthology album, doesn't it kind of mean, like, you know, end of that
era? It's coming. It's almost here.
It is going to come soon. I just don't know when, if it's going to be the end of this year or the end of next year.
Let's hope next year.
Jonghan still technically has another year until he hits 30, and that's like the limit now.
And they need to tour in the U.S. before they leave.
So like,
Hoshi said they were going to be at SoFi. Remember?
I do remember that. But so basically, during their Seoul concert, Hoshi is known as like the spoiler king, so he decided to like randomly say this, and it was really out of the blue because I don't think any of the members knew he was gonna say this.
He really is the king. for reals.
Hoshi was like, "Let me say something out of the blue. We are going to release two albums this year." And then Sung Kwan Lee, you can see him running over to try and stop Hoshi from like talking. And then like Joshua's face
damage
is like
control.
All shot. Yeah, he was trying to do damage control, but it was too late. And then like Hoshi was like super excited. So they're going to be releasing two albums. I'm guessing one of these is the anthology, and so they're actually going to still have another
like
album
an actual
comeback.
Yeah. So
and then I'm hoping with that comeback, will be a tour.
Yes.
Yes.
A tour that happens outside of just Asia.
Yeah. I mean, because they have said that they want to come back here and perform. And I feel like all of last year was just Asia. And they're back in Seoul again.
And they're just in Japan and Asia again. Mm-hmm. Like Korea again. Yeah. It's,
so hello. Like, what about us? But
just leaving us to dry. It's that meme we're at the bottom of the pool, basically. Yeah.
So that's it for 17. Some really good news. Onyu is back. Like, I feel like he's been MIA for a long time.
So Shaols should rejoice about this.
Speaking about Shinee's leader, Onyu, because they had all not re-signed with SM. It was only Ki and Minho.
Which is still crazy to think.
I know. Technically, they're still quote-unquote together. They're kind of doing like that Blackpink thing, I guess.
It seems like it.
Or like
point,
everyone
yeah.
seems to be doing this kind of trend with the older idols. So Onyu is actually going to be signing with a new agency. It's called Griffin Entertainment.
Gryffindor.
Yes.
Minus the door. Sorry.
And then he went to his Instagram and he was like, he uploaded a new profile photo. He actually looks really good, because I remember the last time we saw him, he was really thin.
He looks a lot super healthier.
Like Skeletor.
He looks, yeah, he looked like Skeletor. He looked like, oh my God, Jack Skellington.
Now he's more looks plump way again. Healthier. Mm-hmm. And then he said, "It was a long wait, wasn't it? Thank you." So, like, I'm sure we'll see more from Onyu in the future now, because, I mean, officially he's back. And then, hopefully, because Taemin's at his new agency too, but technically they're still together as Shiny. So I'm hoping they still all come back, because we haven't seen them as four for a while. Like, the three of them toured without Onyu for like a year.
Which is crazy that they even had that.
I know. I mean, but good for them, because they were doing really well.
That's not the only Gen 2 coming back.
So, also, I mean, we always talk about this, and I'm still fucking waiting, like, 6 years. But G-Dragon has officially said that he is going to make a comeback in the second half of this year. It's coming up really fast, because it's almost the second half of this year. So I am going to wait.
I was
going to
say, I have a question for you, Haley. Do you believe this man anymore?
I don't know. I feel like I have trust issues with G-Dragon lately.
Yeah, exactly.
For the past 6 years, or like how many years he's been saying, "Oh, I'm gonna have a comeback. Oh, I'm gonna have a comeback," and it's been like 3 years already since that. So like
3 years later.
And honestly, like, I'm going to wait until I have the freaking physical album in my hands that I will believe him that he's having a comeback. But basically said he wants to have a comeback the second half of this year, and he wants to tour globally.
Yeah, he wanted to perform. We've talked about this in another episode, at the Sphere in Vegas. That'd be freaking awesome, though. Honestly. I really hope it happens.
I mean, that would be so cool. That's a small venue, though. But so he said that he does want to carry out global activities and activities in Japan, of course. Always Japan.
Can we just always assume activities will be held in Japan if it's a K-pop artist?
I feel like a lot of VIP, though, have trust issues with him, because I saw in the comments from this article, they're like, "I'm going to wait and not have my hopes up. We'll wait to see to believe it," basically, kind of thing.
Rightfully so. He kind of left you guys to dry.
Yeah, for the past 2 years, 3 years. But yeah, I'm excited. If it is actually fucking true, don't fuck with me again, T-Dragon.
I'm okay. Haley's going full pirate mode.
He's my first K-pop husband, so I'm like kind of upset at him.
Well, you've been divorced with him for a long time now.
That's true.
Now you have two husbands, or is one of Hyunjin your husband, and then Changbin is your mistress, or is it the other way around?
Changbin is my husband, and Hyunjin is my mistress.
Okay, there we go. That's Haley's Delulu mind. There you go. I can't even think if you ask me off the top of my head. I'll have to get back to you if you ever remember to ever ask me that question again.
I only came up with that is because I did one of those stupid quizzes on Instagram where you like pause the screen and it says like, "Who are you currently dating in Stray Kids?" And mine landed on Hyunjin and it said dating. So I was like, damn it, I didn't get Changbin. But then I was like, well, technically it only says I'm dating Hyunjin, so that means I'm married to Changbin.
Oh, Delulu alert.
There you go.
The alarm is going off behind you. But those are always fun too. Like, I like playing around with those type of social media posts. Let's see. One last thing. Yeah. Before we get into Haley's BTS and especially Stray Kidzu, there's a lot of that. Kepler, we're going to talk about them really briefly because happy, sad news. Happy, they're releasing a comeback, an album. Mm-hmm. Sad, because this is possibly
their final album.
I don't even think it's possible. It is their final album. Mm-hmm. Just like with all the experimental groups, they're like it's a short life expectancy in terms of their contract.
Yeah, it's only 2.5 years.
So they are going to be having their expiration with Wake One coming up very soon. And I mean, that's it. It sucks, right?
It does suck.
This is going to happen to ZB1.
This is my future.
So this is something that many of you should brace for, because it'll come like I'm going to snap my finger. Hopefully you can hear it. It's going to come
but
like that.
But the thing is, it sucks because like ZB1 is doing really well for like such a new boy group, and then to have them just be taken away in 2.5 years?
Tell that to all the Japanese fans of Kepler, because all those Keplians in Japan, I feel like they're huge in Japan.
They are. Because we don't really hear too much of them over here at all.
The interesting thing is what will happen to the members after they split. I mean, some of them go back to their old agencies, possibly, to do solos. And some might even possibly join groups.
Other groups. Look what happened with, IZ*ONE.
Yeah, I mean, that's why. It's kind of crazy. So, I mean, Kepler is more interesting, too, because a couple of the members already kind of have, there's ideas and, I'm not sure how confirmed these are or if it's just rumors or, but, Hikaru is, planning to join XG,
what?
Which is crazy because,
because
XG's already been around for a little bit now, too. And then, I think Yeso and Mashiro are going to possibly go to Limelight, and Limelight has been at KCON. There's only 3 members, I think.
Right, I remember that.
But it's because they're going back to their old entertainment company, which is 143 Entertainment. So
it's kind of weird, though, when they're joining a already
established group. Yeah, I get it.
It's usually there's a new group going to debut, and then they push the member into that.
Yeah, because IZ*ONE was, everyone went to new groups.
Yeah.
Started out in new groups after, not just jumped in.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That's why this is going to be interesting to see, because it's going to be one of it's going to be happening again. I know this has happened already, but this is going to be the first time where they might possibly join established groups already. So we'll see if it's true. We'll see how it works out. It's going to be an interesting dynamic when all this happens. Mm-hmm. But I think you should take a bathroom or a water break if you have not yet, if you're still digesting and everything, because we are here to remind you this is still the Permission to Stand podcast. We will continue to always keep talking about K-pop, talk news, simping, and all this, all of the above. Mm-hmm. Letter D, all of the above.
Stay Delulu.
D for Delulu, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you could check us out where, Haley?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And wherever you're tuning in, don't forget to hit that rating, or hit that notification bell. Mm-hmm. Give us a rating, subscribe and follow. That always helps and goes a long way.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And with that said, I think, Haley, we will get more talking from you.
Please help me, though. Please.
I have some juice right here. I have some peach aloe vera drink.
Okay.
Right here when you need it.
No, I meant for you to talk as well.
I will. I'm going dark for the next 20 minutes.
Okay, so BTS, J-Hope's new album, Hope on the Street.
I haven't listened to it. I haven't.
I told you.
I know I should. I forgot to listen to it. I was actually going to today, but you know,
I
work was kind of fucking horrible. today. And you've been telling me that too, that I would like it. I did enjoy Hobie's like solo stuff. It was really good, actually. It was refreshing.
Yeah, so it dropped. I really like the songs I Wonder with featuring Jungkook, and also I Don't Know featuring Yunjin from La Seraphim.
So both ones are really good. So both those features were actually good, like the songs. Damn it.
Yeah. all of the other songs were really good too. The only one that I was not really feeling too much. Yes. Why is it not there?
I don't know.
It's called What If. Sorry, I didn't put it in like parentheses or anything, so I just look like a run-on sentence. But yeah, it's called What If because it's more like rap-ish.
What about Three Racha? That's all they do.
I'm so biased with them though.
obviously.
No, you're denying that. Also, there was like a little tidbit about V's music video friends,
Mrs.
which was
kind of I was thinking Buzz Lightyear when you said that.
Nisbits.
That's the one from Toy Story, right?
Yes. I am Mrs. Nisbits.
I am Mrs. Titbits. What the fuck did you say?
Anyway, so there in the music video friends from V, there's an Indian couple in the background where they're sitting in the diner.
This is really cool, actually.
Yeah, this was, like, really interesting because, like, basically during, you know, how they're, like, cut the scene and, like, they have, like, little breaks in between. So V, like, actually turned around and, like, talked to the Indian couple behind him. And he was, like, he asked them, like, are you guys really a couple? Because, like, you know, in the music video, they're all, like,
because it's like, you think they're all acting. Yeah, yeah.
As, like,
they could be actors.
In a relationship. And then they're like, no, we're actually a couple. We're actually from India. And then, like, they told V that they basically, this was, like, a random casting call that they just applied to. They didn't even know what it was for. And they ended up in his freaking music video. And then they were just telling V, like, how popular he is in India. Like, there's so many ARMY there. And that they're waiting for BTS to, like, go there to India to perform and stuff like that.
It's so cool.
I mean, yeah, it was, like, a really heartwarming story because I was like, oh, that's so cute.
It's really cute. Yeah, I mean, Shit, Haley, we need to sign up for casting calls for, like, any couple stuff from now on.
I guess we live here in
LA. We live, literally, Hollywood is like a 20-minute drive from our house. Like, so
that's true.
We have no excuse from now on. And most of the studios, the big studios, they do a lot of filming in Burbank.
They do.
So Burbank is still here in the Valley, or which Universal. Is where we live. So that's like still like a 20-minute-ish. Damn. Gotta start looking these up. What if I could be with a Seraphim? Ooh. Or okay. New Jeans? Ooh. Or what if Stray Kids for you? Ooh.
Okay. Anyway, moving on with Stray Kids. I don't even know if I want to talk about this because I feel like it's so controversial.
Ooh.
And because, like,
follow your heart.
But
Haley,
I'm allowed to say my opinion, and you don't
follow
have to,
your heart.
You guys don't have to like it.
You don't have to agree with it.
I don't agree with it. Yeah.
You're just gonna hear.
Just don't hate.
It's a perspective.
Me.
Yes.
But Haley. Even though I'm hating on those people,
don't hate on her just because she's hating.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so we all know that Stray Kids is an 8-member group now, but originally when they debuted, they were 9 members, and then one of them, Woojin,
the Voldemort of Stray Kids,
decided to leave in 2019, just, you know, out of the blue, when they were supposed to have a comeback. They had an album coming out, they had a tour to go on, you know, just, he decided to freaking leave in the middle of all of that.
Peace out.
Like, what the fuck, who does that? So basically,
that's the answer.
So basically, Stray Kids, like, if you are a stay and have followed Stray Kids for a while, or even like are very, very like super into Stray Kids like me, I wasn't there from the beginning, but I know all like this drama and bullshit that had happened, because when I got into Stray Kids, I was like, wait, and watching their old music videos, I'm like, why is there 9 people? So, like, I went down a rabbit
hole. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? So I went down a rabbit hole and like explored to see what had happened. And there are a lot of different
a lot of varying opinions.
Opinions of what had actually happened. But all I can tell you is that from Bang Chan's reaction to things and like for them to re-record every single song that Woojin was in.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And you have to relearn the formations, the choreography formations, which once you learn them, it's like sucks because it's like it's really engraved in your head. That's a lot of work.
And then for Bang Chan to like...
And re-recording, like you said.
Yeah, you have to pick and choose
which member's going to cover his songs and they have to learn that like when it come in. Oh,
yeah,
man.
So basically like their album in 2019, Levanter, was supposed to drop like I think in October. But then it got pushed back a whole month because they had to like freaking re-record everything. Take him out, basically. So like for them to go that far... I mean, it couldn't have been good terms. And then for Bang Chan to also always mention in his lives, like when he used to do Channy's Room, he would specifically say like when like these news outlets would use a photo of Stray Kids, but it would have 9 members in them. He would like specifically say Stray Kids is 8 members. We've always been 8 members. Like, why are they using like these old photos?
So like, uh-oh, obviously, even Channy himself.
Obviously, you can tell there was like bad blood. It's not something like, oh, Woojin, like it's okay, like you can leave. No, it wasn't like that. He straight up just fucking left them in the dark. And this is someone that was supposed to be like family because. For Stray Kids, Bang Chan handpicked every single member. So they're like his extended family, basically. So like, I think he took that the hardest. Anyway, fast forward. That's like a brief, like, that's really condensed. There's so much more that I could say to it, but...
I feel like you didn't even cover, like, is the reasons why this person left.
So, Woojin... Well, I was going to get into it.
Oh, but okay. Then, if you have... I just didn't know.
No. Thank you.
If you have an order...
But anyway, so like Woojin basically, the reasoning was not clear ever. Like there was things about like a scandal, sex scandal, all of those were like came out false. But then there was also incidents where they were saying that Woojin was just butting heads too much with the group and Bang Chan because like it seemed like he wanted to be the one that is the leader and like trying to put too much input into the group. But then if you have a leader, you have to follow him, right? Like why are you going to like tell him like change the lyrics or like give me more lines kind of thing. So like people were saying that was happening behind the scenes. I don't know where this information came from, but there was no clear explanation why Woojin left. JYP put out his regular statement, personal issues, and then, like, basically erased him from everything Stray Kids.
Thanos snap. So, gone.
So, I mean, like, there was no actual explanation as to why. I think, and a lot of Stay think that Woojin wanted to become a soloist. And he thought at that time, because Stray Kids was still not popular at that time. They hadn't blown up or anything. They were just, you know, a regular fourth gen K-pop group that was just beginning. And like, he's like, I don't need this group. I can probably do better as a solo artist. So that's my reasoning why he left. And a lot of Stay believe this too, because like, after that, it was shown that he had already signed with another company during this whole time. Like, I think back in August. And he left in, like, October. So, like, it was pre-planned for him. But he didn't say anything to the group. So, he obviously felt like he was better than Stray Kids. And he's like, oh, I can be more successful as a solo artist. Because, like, I can write my own music, too. I can sing. Like, I can produce and stuff like that. So... That's the reason why I think he left.
There you go.
And a lot of Stay thinks the same way. But then the thing is, so recently, we did mention, did we mention this? Maybe it was like in one of our chats. But anyway, so Woojin has actually signed with an agency under SM Entertainment. So that means he's going to be having a comeback or a debut, as you will, like under SM now.
And I mean, SM is one of the big four, so this is pretty huge for them to sign like any type of label artist, especially something with this.
The thing is, I'm circling back. Woojin actually was a trainee in SM Entertainment before going with JYP. So like he like freaking left them, went to JYP, left them, and then back to SM.
Who he will leave soon enough again.
I don't know. So basically, yeah, he's under SM. I forgot the actual company name, like the umbrella of SM, but he will be debuting as a solo artist. But I don't know if it was the company that told him to put out this video of him apologizing publicly, or if it was from his own heart. The thing is, I don't think it was freaking sincere at all, because who waits 5 years to freaking make an apology, and why would it be public? Like, if he should be apologizing to Bang Chan and the rest of Stray Kids, and not just because, like, he's gonna be, you know, debuting under SM. Like, is he's trying to do damage control, but the damage is already done. And I feel like a lot of OG stays who have followed Stray Kids for a long time are not letting this fly. They're just like, no, this is not okay.
They're basically not having it.
But on the flip side, there are some stay who are always like, Stray Kids will always be 9, OT9 all the way. Like, Woojin, you're still part of Stray Kids. Like, no, he's not. He left. Like, that doesn't make sense. He's not with Stray Kids. And Bang Chan even like, said there's only 8 of them.
So what? It's like me saying, yeah, Le Sserafim's still 6, Garam.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Even though I want Garam to be there, she's even not for, there.
Even for, like, NMIX. When Ginny left.
Ginny left. Oh, that's another good one. Oh,
Ginny's still in the group. She's still part of NMIX. No.
She's not.
She's not.
She was.
So I feel like this is another type of Delulu. Like, I don't know what's going on in these people's heads, but I myself do not consider them stays.
It's Delulu syndrome.
They're not stays. Like, why are you supporting this guy that obviously, like, hurt the group, hurt Chani? Like, did you guys not see when Stray Kids had their unlock tour and they were bawling their eyes out and Hyunjin was crying and saying, stay, like, please don't leave us. Like, because they were so, like, traumatized by what had happened, because they had to, like, put this whole concert together, like, after Woojin left, when everything was, like, already decided. So, like, they were under, like, a lot of stress and pressure. And then for people to be like, no, like, Woojin's still part of their group. Like, no, that's not okay. So basically, that was him apologizing. He said, like, I'm apologizing for what? For the people I hurt and for, like, the group and stuff like that. It was very, very vague. He never, like, mentioned any names or anything like that, but we know who it's directed to.
I mean, we think we do.
The thing with Woojin that fucking pisses me off.
Uh-oh. She's turning red, guys.
Is that I feel like he is just obsessed with Stray Kids and Bang Chan specifically, because who the hell names their fandom on the anniversary of Stray Kids? There's 364 other days in the year that he could have picked, but no, Woojin decided to name his fandom, they're called Cubs, on Stray Kids' anniversary on March 25th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, what? Why?
He couldn't wait till the 26th?
He couldn't have done it a month later? Like, why? Like, why their anniversary? And
like,
then
when he actually debuts?
He can't be like, oh, like, he has to have known that was their anniversary because he was part of Stray Kids. Like, he's,
well, of course,
he celebrated anniversaries with them. So I'm just like, that's kind of, like, weird to me.
Maybe in his head, he's like, this is a new beginning for me.
No. Don't associate. It's just dumb because I feel like he doesn't want to cut ties with them, and he's using their name, whether it's, even if it's, like, not in a good way. Like, he's still trying to get credit from Stray Kids, even though, like, people are, like, not accepting of that. But he's still trying to be relevant, I guess is the word I'm trying to say. And then also another thing is that, because we all know that Bang Chan, when he used to do his Chani's room, he used to end his lives saying big hug, and like he would like hug the camera. Guess who else does that?
Uh-oh.
Woojin.
Big hug.
Fuck.
Little kiss. Little kiss.
I mean, obviously I know that Woojin, I mean, like, big hugs or, like, hugs are not, like, specific for Bangchan, but for him, Woojin coming from Stray Kids and, like, having beef with them, and then for him to, like, hug the camera as well, that's kind of weird to me.
So that means all this time he's been watching Chani's room.
I'm pretty sure. Because, like, another thing, this is just me, like, noticing things. So do you remember when Bangchan did the cover of Kickback, Chainsaw Man at their Japan concert?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Remember? How can we forget that?
So, like, I think it was like a month or so later. Guess who did a cover of that song?
Jungkook.
Woojin! Like, it's just too, like, too much, like, so close together.
He's probably obsessed with Bangchan, like
you
said.
I think so, too.
Like, he wants to...
It's just
to,
weird to me.
He's like a little puppy following Bangchan.
The thing is, it's like, I don't know. I feel like if he had told them and, like, talked to them, like, hey, I want to leave. I want to, like, become a solo artist. And told them about it and gave them, like, warning so they could prepare. Then it probably wouldn't have ended so bad. And people would have respected that. Right?
I think the way he handled it was a lot
really,
more
really
immature.
Bad. And he did say that. He's like, I was young back then. Okay, but we are all young back then. And, like, we make mistakes, I guess. But then it's the... I don't know. You can't use that as an excuse. You know, like, I feel like using, oh, I was young, I was naive. Like, no, that's not an excuse. Like, you have to own up to your mistake, I guess. And he's not really. That's my rant about Woojin. Sorry for talking about him so much. But it's just weird.
Yay,
to
my
me.
Voice. I got such a nice break. I mean, like, kind of going back to what you said. I mean, I've done stuff when I was younger that I, like, wish I didn't, and, like,
yeah,
you know, regrets and stuff. I could have done it better,
yes.
Obviously. But, I mean, that's why, in a way, like, I mean, if he uses that as an excuse, I mean, it's a usable excuse. Like, it's like...
I guess.
It's just, I know you're very bitter towards him, but, like...
He just needs to go away. I mean, like, not go away, but then, like, just go do your debut and... SM and stuff, and don't associate yourself
with
Stray Kids.
Yeah.
But the thing is, that's always in the stick, is like, oh, we're going to celebrate Cub's anniversary on Stray Kids' anniversary, you know, like with his fandom. It's weird. It's always going to be like that.
It is. That part is weird. He's like holding on to stuff, even
yeah.
though he says he's moved on, kind of thing. It's kind of, it's one of those things. It's a messy breakup.
It
for
is
sure.
a messy breakup.
He is
I don't think Bangchan is ever going.
He
like,
is
he
an obsessed ex.
He is. And I feel like Bangchan can forgive, but I don't think he's ever gonna forget this at all. Like, it's gonna be like that, and I feel like a lot of the members probably do hold grudges.
They're all human. We're all human, right?
I know. We so make mistakes, but
we hold grudges too.
And
so.
We hold grudges.
So there you go.
And I'm holding a grudge.
I could tell. You firmly grasp it.
Firmly grasp it. Okay, so I have a lot of fucking news on Stray Kids still.
Yeah, Haley, you're on that, and we're like an hour in. This is the Stray Kids special.
I'm just going to go over this briefly. So basically, Stray Kids had their fan meet in Seoul over the past 3 days last weekend.
That's insane. 3 day fan meet.
Right.
Must be fucking nice.
Because it started off, I think, with like 2 days.
I feel like fan meets, I'm like, I'll even take
for
just one
day.
Like, to have a 3 day fan meet.
But then, because they're so popular. They're so popular. Like, they fill this freaking venue so fast. And they know that they are. So that's why they extended it to 3 days. So basically, the first 2 days were not streamed live. So I just lived off fan cams and anything that was like recorded by the stay that we're attending, and they would just like upload it on Twitter and like Instagram, TikTok. But then, like, to be honest, there was a lot of really good fan cams. So bless those stays for like sharing it, because international stays who are not able to go to the fan meet were included, and we were like kept up to date, like, pretty much, like, as it was happening. It felt live.
That's awesome. Like, at least international stay, like, and the Korean stays, everyone's cool with each other.
Yeah, and then because, like, K-stays, I feel like, because they're allowed to record. Like, the one that they're going to be having in Japan this month, I think, no, this weekend, they're having their Japan fan meet. But I don't know if they're going to be able to record anything. So,
I feel like, yeah, Japan's always, it's always tough.
Strict. So just a few little notes that I wanted to mention. So on Hyunjin's birthday live, he had told Stay to dress up as eggplants for the fan meet because the dress code was purple. And like he jokingly said it, dress up as eggplants and I will blow you a kiss if I see you. And guess what? Stays actually
of course.
Because
of course there's
going to
be people dressed in. Of course there's going to be multiple eggplants in the audience.
There was many eggplants in the audience. And every time Hyunjin saw one and spotted one, he looked super excited. He pointed at them and he blew them kisses. And one very lucky eggplant.
This the luckiest eggplant of them all.
She is because... During their fan meet, they do like a lot of missions, and I think one of them was that the members had to find Stay in the audience that were holding like their Skazoo counterpart. So Hyunjin is Jenny Rep, and then I think the other one who was doing it was Felix Bakari. So like Felix took a photo with a fan, like a selfie, who was holding Bakari. But then Hyunjin was like, "Can I please change my mission and take a selfie with someone who's in an eggplant costume?" I was like, that's so sweet.
The eggplant he took a picture with, though,
yes,
she did
have a genie.
The skazoos on it. So, I mean, technically, he still did his mission.
It was actually so funny because, like, when she stood up, she was, like, in the eggplant costume, but she had all these skazoos, like, dangling from her
It's like
eggplant.
She knew if any situation came up, she could get picked. I like it.
But I just thought that was cute because, like, Hyunjin was, like, really working for it. Like, he made sure to, like, blow kisses to every single one of those eggplants in the audience. So, there's so many things here.
Just talk about it. Go.
Okay, so...
It's better than you saying blah, 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 blah.
I know. I'm malfunctioning. So, Stray Kids performed Booster, and they haven't performed this song. It's an old song from their 2019 Levanta album, the album that I was just mentioning earlier. So it was really cool to see that performed live. One of the stages that really, really gave me goosebumps and their vocals sounded fucking amazing was when they did OT8 SHINee's Sherlock. Did you get to watch that video?
No, I don't think so.
No? Oh, so you didn't hear them doing the SHINee's Sherlock?
Was it the Shine? Oh, never mind. When you said SHINee, like, I thought you meant, like, SHINee, not, like, the actual group SHINee.
Yeah.
I know this.
Sherlock stage.
Yeah, the song Sherlock by SHINee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so they also had all the Skazoo mascots come out again. And then one of the other missions that IN had was that he had to do the Tyler Water Challenge. But he was super shy about it. So Hyunjin and Lino did it with him. So that was, like, all on the first day. There's, like, a lot more stuff, but I'm just going, like, over stuff that stood out to me. On the second day of the fan meet, Sungmin, Ayan, and Felix did the Orange Caramel Catalina Challenge. Like, if you guys don't know what that is, you guys have to watch the music video. This is, I think it's a second-gen group, and they were really, really popular back then. And then, basically, they do the, and then Felix's one was like all like freaking deep when he did it. They also did OT8's Guilty Challenge, but it was also including their Skazoo mascots that were up on stage doing it as well. There was this funny moment that during God's Menu, they didn't mess up the choreo. I feel like they missed the timing of when they wanted to go back to the main stage. So Lino, Sungmin, and Han turned around to go back to the main stage too early. And then Felix, like, almost got tricked because you could see him kind of turning around. He's like, wait, no one else is moving. And then Bang Chan was just laughing at them. And then also, so the Stray Kids fan meet, day 3. I did actually stay up and watch this live. It was really late, and it was a 4.5-hour fan meet, and it was from 1 a.m. till about, like, 5:30, so I was very tired.
You were like a mummy. Like, you were like a zombie the next day.
Did I work? Something happened.
So you don't
we had to go somewhere.
You don't even remember what happened.
But yeah, I stayed up.
Isn't this when I? Isn't this when we're supposed to have brunch?
Yeah, I think
for my
so.
Birthday with my family.
Yeah, I made it on time. I was there on time.
Yeah, because I you had to go with us.
Yeah. So the one thing that I was super, super excited about and seeing, and I screamed when I saw them do it because I had specifically asked and manifested.
Is this the one?
Yes. I had manifested for somebody, specifically Bang Chan and Changbin, to do the Le Sserafim Smart Challenge.
Yes.
And because like before the fan meet, they did have like forms where you could submit your suggestions of what you want Stray Kids to do during the fan meet. And I did write this down and I sent it, but I didn't, I only checked off Bang Chan and Changbin because, you know, it's smarter challenge because their butts are big. Like it would be
oh,
good.
Oh yeah.
They did it, but they also threw Hyunjin in there and they attached foxtails. So they basically became furries and it was like my wildest dreams come true.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, just keep telling us more of your fetishes, Haley.
So it was so cute to see them do that smart challenge. And they did really, really well. They can move those hips.
I'm just happy they're doing the Le Sserafim. You think you're the only one excited. You are not the only one excited. Oh, that was pretty awesome to see it.
It was.
And you could tell how excited and happy they were to dance. They were really into it.
They were. Especially like Hyunjin. I was like, damn, okay, calm down. And then.
Are you kidding me? He's the sixth member of the Sserafim now.
What was interesting to me is that, because I had noticed that Lino was being really, really mean to his Leebit mascot, as always. But then he actually did say that the person inside the mascot is his friend, the one that goes on his vlogs with him and takes all his boyfriend photos. So, like, if you guys watch the, his Osaka vlog, that's the guy that was inside the Leebit costume.
Poor guy.
And then there was
you can
just
tell they're best friends though, like they really are. Close because he doesn't care,
tormenting him. Yeah,
yeah. For real. But that's what Lino stands
they
are
love
used
that.
To they love that shit. Yeah. You guys are crazy, you freaks.
Yeah. And then there was just one little other thing that was kind of funny to me. So the host had asked if the members of Stray Kids were still subscribed to JYP Puppies bubble.
Ooh.
Because Felix, Hyunjin, and Sungmin had actually subscribed to it. So Felix and Hyunjin said, yes, we are still subscribed to JYP. And then Sungmin straight up said, no.
This man is scarred. Are you kidding me?
He was like, no, I'm not subscribed anymore. I was subscribed for a month and then I canceled it.
He's like, enough of this. I can't do it.
I'm done. I do often wonder what JYP updates about on his bubble, though.
Probably sermons. Probably like the Bible quote of the day.
I don't know. But yeah, that's it. There's so much more. Some lovely stays have actually uploaded the whole fan meet from day 3 online. So if you guys want to search that up, it should pop up.
MVPs right there. Mm-hmm, MVPs. Reals.
But yeah, that's it. My all voice right. is about to fucking go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds like it. Haley's going full pirate in her regular mode.
Yes.
And she's clearing her throat a lot on the actual microphone. So she's going to clear it, and then you're going to have like a weird smoker deep voice. This is Haley from the Permission to Stand podcast.
Ew.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us and tuning in. If you're still here, don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe, and follow the podcast. We always appreciate it. Always, even if you leave a rating with actual reviews, that's also pretty awesome because we always go through all of that. Haley, what can they do and where can they tune in?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. DM. Sorry, my voice is really shot because I have work today also, and I was talking to a lot of patients. But
and you could DM us in
DM
the Instagram.
Us on Instagram, and also check out our social media for videos of our concert content.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Good job, Haley. So thank you again for joining us. As always, till the next episode, please, everyone, take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.